There's a video gaining a lot of attention on YouTube titled Revelation in the Stars. The video suggests that there are signs in the heavens that are pointing to the book of Revelation unfolding, and it's coming into alignment on October 9th, 2024. We'll look at some of the most interesting points mentioned in this video. Just to be clear, I don't believe that we can predict the day of Jesus' return or the rapture of the church. No one knows the day or the hour of those events. The message of this video is that signs are happening, signaling the beginning of the tribulation, and they claim the potential rapture of the church. First, it's important to point out that God did instruct us to look at signs taking place in the earth to understand the prophetic timeline. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. God also told us to notice signs that will be taking place in the stars in relation to prophecy coming to pass. Genesis 1:14 says that the sun, moon, and stars were created and to be used for signs and seasons. Luke 21:25-26 gives us a crystal clear prophecy of signs that will be taking place in the heavens. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Psalm 19:1-4 gives us further insight into the stars and their meaning, and that they have more significance than just being lights in the sky that God created. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. So let's take a look at this October 9th Revelation in the Stars video. There are some interesting connections made, which we'll look into now, but in many instances, they really did have to stretch to make it look like these prophecies were about to be fulfilled in relation to the book of Revelation. After we look at the most compelling connections in this video, I'll show what I believe is the most clear signs of understanding the book of Revelation unfolding. On October 9th, 2024, the sun will be in the hand of Virgo. The constellation Virgo represents a virgin. This shares a close similarity with Revelation 21:1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. In Revelation chapter 12, we're also told of a dragon whose tail cast down one-third of the stars. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great, fiery, red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. On October 9th, the peak of the Draconoid meteor shower will take place. This is in the Draco constellation, which is depicted as a dragon. So on October 9th, which is very close to Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Trumpets, we'll have a dragon constellation having stars falling from it to the earth. This is an interesting connection, very similar to what's told in the book of Revelation. Revelation 12 also referred to this dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Right next to the head of this dragon Draco is the Corona Borealis, which is a crown constellation that is made up of 7 stars. In Revelation chapter 6, we're told of the seals that are opened in heaven and the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse that will be released upon the earth. First is the rider on the white horse. And I looked and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. On October 9th, the moon will be in the constellation Sagittarius. Sagittarius is depicted as a half-man, half-horse centaur, or archer, holding a bow. The phase of the moon on that day will also be a waxing crescent, which in itself is reminiscent of a bow. The red horse of the apocalypse. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Mars is known as the red planet. Mars will be in the constellation of Gemini, which is most well known as being Castor or Pollux, but some accounts claim that these twins are actually Heracles and Apollo. On October 9th, Mars will be located in the hand of Heracles. The story of Heracles says that he was given the golden sword of Athena, which is connected here to the sword that the red horse of the apocalypse will be wielding. The black horse of the apocalypse. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, "2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not harm the oil and the wine." Venus will be in the center of the Libra constellation, which is depicted as a set of scales. Venus is referred to as the morning star, which is a name given to Lucifer in Isaiah 14:12. Jesus is also referred to as the bright and morning star in Revelation 22:16. The difference here is that Jesus is the light of the world, the perfect light we can look to and trust. Lucifer had a great glory, maybe the highest position angel in heaven before his fall. Lucifer's fall from glory and desire to be like God is what this analogy appears to allude to. Lucifer had a great glory, but fell due to his pride. Jesus is the morning star, the light of the world that will never fall away from glory. The video refers to Venus as Lucifer, the morning star, appearing in the scale constellation of Libra and connecting it to the black horse of the apocalypse. The pale horse of the apocalypse. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. On October 9th, Mars will begin its retrograde into the other twin of Gemini, which here is being referred to as Apollo. This will take 5 months. Apollo is mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 11, and it also refers to a time frame of 5 months. Their power was to hurt men 5 months, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. The connection to the pale horse doing evil, as well as Apollo, the king over the bottomless pit doing evil, and the parallel references to 5 months, is how this video is connecting these two beings. Sadly, this type of stretching to make connections to the book of Revelation and what's taking place in the stars is what happened more often than not in this video. Some signs happening in the stars did have a resemblance to what's told in the book of Revelation, but to try to make the prophecy look like it was somehow being fulfilled, other planets, constellations, and orbits not actually connected to October 9th had to be used. It's also odd to imagine God using the constellations created by the pagan Greeks to fulfill his prophecies in the book of Revelation. I believe the signs and fulfillments of Revelation will not require this mostly astrology-related knowledge. What appears to be a good potential sign in the heavens from God is what took place with the solar eclipse on October 3rd. Keep in mind that God set up every solar eclipse and their timing right when he created the heavens and the earth. Right as this October 3rd eclipse took place during the Jewish holiday of the Feast of Trumpets, a war broke out between Israel and Iran. This war fits in with multiple end times prophecies about wars with Israel and unrest in the Middle East. This appears to be a much clearer sign in the heavens in conjunction with a Jewish holiday, signaling a sign or warning that prophetic events are building upon the earth. The book of Revelation gives very descriptive events that will be taking place on the earth. Just seeing in the stars symbology and connections that sound or look like these prophecies doesn't mean they are unfolding. The four horsemen of the apocalypse bring famine, wars, massive earth changes, and terrible unrest. The pale horse alone will gain power over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. We are seeing some of these horrific events start to take place right now, which fits more closely to the prophecy of the beginning of sorrows, the time right before the Great Tribulation. But what we are seeing now is nothing in comparison to the prophecies in the book of Revelation coming to fulfillment. Revelation is a very descriptive and symbolic book, so I commend people for trying to understand it in every way possible. God also tells us to look for the signs, and also that there will be some in the heavens. But the prophesied signs that are coming in the stars will probably be unannounced or a known sign like an eclipse that's accompanied by massive events taking place in the earth, or it could be some massive astronomical event unlike anything we've ever seen before. Luke 21:25-26 says that men's hearts will fail them for these last days' signs in the heavens and what comes from them because they're so extreme. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. When the book of Revelation starts happening in the earth, like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, anyone who knows the prophecies will understand the times. These prophecies will be accompanied by the events that will bring a great tribulation on the earth like there's never been before, and like there never will be ever again in the future. Read the Bible, pray, and worship God. Staying in union with God is the best way to discern the prophetic timeline. It's also the best way to discern everything going on in our world as well as in our personal lives. So until Jesus comes, let's live like him, be like him to the world, and look for him and wait for him and his soon expected return. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.